Hi, Kingsley here. I'll tell you about an experiment I did. It should help me stay young longer. Study after study has found that sitting too much is bad for our health, maybe as bad as smoking. So, people are experimenting with combining treadmills with stand-up desks just to keep moving. They call them walking desks. However, my detailed scientific analysis concluded that walking desk sounds too much like walking death. So, I tried combining a stand-up desk with an elliptical trainer. Well, I've been using it for a few months now, and I like it. So I'll show you how I made it and how it turned out for me. I hope you like my report. My office was originally a kitchen. To get it ready for the elliptical desk, I cleaned off the countertops, removed part of the counter with a saw, added the rails and the arms for the adjustable track shelving that would serve as the new desk. I tried two types of screws. The silver screw on the bottom was weak and it broke off in the wall. But the brass colored screw on top worked well. It was strong. To avoid having the elliptical trainer's pedals hit the wall, I wanted to make my new desk really, really deep, so there'd be plenty of space in between the wall and the elliptical trainer. I used two pieces of shelving. The first one, almost a foot deep. The second one, 2 feet deep. I held the shelving in place with adjustable clamps. I put soft bumpers over the corners of the shelving to protect myself. Before I tried an elliptical trainer, I tried a treadmill under my desk. However, I discovered a problem with it. Here you can see that I'm standing on the treadmill next to a meter that measures magnetic fields. And when I turn on the treadmill, the meter spiked all the way into the unhealthy red range. So I realized if I'm doing this to try to live longer, maybe using a motorized treadmill isn't such a good idea. Instead of a treadmill, I bought a used, unpowered elliptical trainer called a Gazelle on Craigslist for the princely sum of $35. And it was perfect. The first question that everyone asks is, can I type while I'm using the elliptical desk? Yes, I can. I think that resting my forearms on the desk while I type helps balance me. I usually use the elliptical trainer at a slow, steady 2-mile-an-hour pace, but I'll quickly show you some other ways. Back and forth, or if I don't need to use the keyboard and I'd like to watch a movie, I can slide the elliptical trainer back and use the handles at the same time. If I want to get fancy, I can lean forward while I'm exercising or lean back. So this shows you how close the elliptical trainer's handles come to the underside of the desk. And there is a risk that I could someday pinch the skin on my hand between the handlebar of the elliptical trainer and this sharp edge right here. So that's why I've put these rubber bands around the tops of the handles to remind me not to raise my hands too high where they'd be in danger. So far it's worked. Here's the big but. But if I were to use the elliptical desk hour after hour, day after day, I would be overtrained, sick, and or injured after only about 3 days. The only quicker way I know to become overtrained was the previous version of this desk, which I call the VersaClimber desk. It was like climbing a ladder. That would overtrain me by yesterday. It's crucial to have another option besides the elliptical trainer. I chose to make an enormous adult-sized high chair. I acquired this big, enormous wooden spool from a marine supply store for free. I just called and asked if they had any. They do. It's about 42 inches in diameter. And the basic plan is to put my usual office chair up on top of that and put 5 caster wheels like this down here underneath the spool. And I'm going to have to lower the chair a little bit. This is way too high for me. So I went to a building supply store called Home Depot, bought an 8-foot long piece of lumber that is 4 inches by 6 inches, and asked them to use their courtesy sawing service to make precision cuts and make 5 spacers the correct height for my free spool. So these are each 17 inches tall, which is what works for me. And I'll go in here and replace the original core of the spool with the proper height. Once the spacers brought the spool to the correct height for me, I attached my old office chair to it by popping the caster wheels off the old office chair and then bolting its legs onto the top of the spool with U-bolts cushioned by clear PVC tubing. So here's one of the 5 caster wheels that I put on the bottom of my high chair. As you can see, it pivots around to make the chair easy to move, just like a regular office chair. The chair has a nice wide base, so I don't worry about tipping over. Now that I've been using my elliptical desk for a few months, I can report to you its pros and cons, how much I actually use it, and my verdict. The pros are, it's cheap, adjustable, and healthy. The cons? It's flimsy. Sometimes the elliptical trainer squeaks or walks across the floor. And the day may come when I accidentally pinch my hand on it, or decide to widen the desk from 4 to 6 feet, or put drawers underneath it. I get other exercise, but I actually have ended up using the elliptical desk for about a half an hour a day at about a 2-mile-an-hour pace. My verdict? Overall, I think my experiment succeeded. I like my elliptical desk.